So, what else has been happening? I was so pleased to see, the announcement made by the Green Party over the weekend about ending poverty together. I mean, I could have jumped up and down when I saw that because, my goodness, somebody is actually going to be committed to doing something. And there are certainly so much that we could do. And I'm so pleased this evening to be able to say hello and welcome to Radio Wātea this evening, the co-leader of the Green Party, Marama Davidson. Kia ora, Marama. Nice to have you with us this evening.
Tēnā koe, Merepeka, tēnā koutou. Kia ora nō ku te whiwhiki ki te kōrero kia koutou. Kia ora.
Thank you. Look, I was so pleased to see this, and of course it's linked in, obviously. I think the strategy is for ending poverty together is by looking at the new income guarantee for every New Zealander. So is that, have I got that right?
Yes, you sure have, because aroha mai. We know that we've got what we need for everyone to be living with dignity, and right now, far too many of our whānau, low and middle income, are really struggling when that's unnecessary. So we have to rebalance the wealth that is held, and the wealth, remember, is made off the back of whānau. And rebalance that wealth so that we can give more support to those who need it and get more contribution from those who have more than enough.
Yes, because this is a little like what Basic Income New Zealand have been promoting for some time. That's that guaranteed income for every New Zealander. So, and I do understand that there is an organisation called Basic Income New Zealand. So, is that what they've been trying? I don't know who they are, but I do know that there's an organisation that's looked overseas, and it says the countries that do well have a basic income for everyone, and that seems to me something similar to what you're proposing, your party's proposing.
Yeah, very similar principle, that everyone is guaranteed a minimum of $385 per week. And so that's particularly for those out of work and for students, minimum $385 per person. But we also include top-ups for whānau and people raising tamariki. And so it's just about making life easier, making life simpler and easier, giving people more stability and more certainty about their own lives. And what you are referring to is because when countries are able to eliminate the inequality, then yes, that's when countries do far better. So this is what we are doing. We are, for example, we are proposing a tax-free threshold for the first $10,000 of anyone's income, tax-free. But what we are doing, and so that will mean more, everyone will benefit for those individuals who are earning under $125,000. And then we have introduced a new tax amount for those earning above that, which will make sure for those and those earning above $180,000, which will make sure that we rebalance the wealth and also the wealth tax for anyone who has a net wealth of over $2 million as an individual. We will also have a 2.5% tax. So, for example, Merepeka, if you yourself own a home that's worth maybe $3 million, but it's still mortgaged to the hilt, let's say you've only paid off $1.5 million, then you are not liable for paying tax because you only have a net value of $1.5 million in your home. So, it has to be $2 million per individual, and it has to be net. It has to have no mortgage or borrowing against it. And then you will pay a 2.5% tax. And we think that that's starting to make the system fairer, starting to make the rules fairer so that we don't have so much out of balance in this country.
Well, it does seem to me, I mean, you've explained it very clearly, and you're quite right, Marama. It seems to me as if that would be fairer. And if it's net, that means it's unencumbered. Your house is unencumbered then. So what you're paying is you're paying on that net worth, and it could well make a difference. And even just with the 10,000 non-taxable for the first 10,000 of anyone's income, or that no, that's income under 125, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And so with this guaranteed minimum income of $385 per week, and for people raising tamariki, I think it's 705 starting minimum, and then we give an amount for every first child and then an amount for every subsequent child. What we have heard from those agencies and Rōpū who have been doing the mahi on the ground to end poverty is that this would absolutely raise every family out of poverty, and that would be fantastic for so many reasons, so many reasons.
Well, yes, and well, that seems to me, as if, well, I mean, who could speak against it? I mean, there must be the commitment from every political party, Marama, to want to end poverty. And if this is going to do it, if this is going to certainly get us a long way along, you know, along the road to ending poverty, then why would any other party, political party, poo-hoo it? I don't know what the reaction's been so far, but I do hope it's been supportive of this initiative that your party has put up.
Lots of support, of course, from the organisations who have been seeing firsthand how families are struggling, from students, from disabled people, from people with injuries and illness, because we are also proposing, and many people will have experienced ACC, for example, we are proposing that we bring health and injury and illness all together. So, for example, previously, we've had a bit of a discrepancy between whether you are injured while working or while you are in paid employment, and whether you, for example, are diagnosed with cancer, and the payments have been not enough. And so whānau who might be having to deal with a cancer diagnosis are also having to stress about the money, about income. We are proposing a minimum for illness as well, of a minimum 80% of a median wage. And so that would allow people to not have to worry about work, to not have to worry about a minimum income. And that's something else that is part of our policy. But the different levers of the policy, I suppose, they can be done next term, Merepeka. You know, this is actually achievable, but transformational. We've worked with tax policy experts, we've worked with the Treasury and MB stats and numbers, we've worked with people who know what it would take to stop the stress, stop the hardship, and that would lead to generational change. I'm really excited. I really want this. I really want this for whānau and community, and I hope that we get more green MPs so that we can influence and have the power to get this across the line at the next election.
Well, I do hope that this will get across the line too at the next election, because we do have to end poverty in New Zealand. It is dragging the country down. We know the communities that are affected by this, particularly our Māori communities and our Pacifica communities. Mm-hmm. And as you say, those who are in a vulnerable position right now, and the disability sector as well. So, mm-hmm. And for the last three decades, poverty has become entrenched in Aotearoa, yes. And unfortunately, our mokopuna, our tamariki, yes, have borne the brunt of that.
Yes, Merepeka. And if we go even back to the 80s, actually, and successive governments, sadly, have upheld a narrative of dehumanising lower-income people, and that hasn't done well at all. We are seeing the mokopuna of that dehumanising cuts to benefits, dehumanising cuts to workers' wages and workers' rights. Those dehumanising cuts, we are seeing the output, we are seeing the consequences of that. Three generations, four generations later, and when communities have been in hardship for generations, then why should we be surprised that that ends up impacting on offending, impacting on violence, impacting on health, impacting on our mokopuna being able to succeed in education? All of these issues would be severely, extremely helped in a massive way if we took the choice, made the choice. Poverty is a political choice, as you know, Merepeka. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be this way.
Yes, I did hear you say that. recently that poverty is a choice. And I think that's a shocking, you know, that is right. And if the political willingness was there, mm-hmm. we could have eliminated poverty a lot earlier. And in fact, we could have that damn well prevented it, Marama. So, and mm-hmm. I do hope that other political parties will understand that we'll survive as a nation, but we won't thrive if poverty continues, to be this noose around our neck.
Yeah, and you made me remember that another point too, is we have also adjusted the threshold of the amount that you can earn while still receiving income support. So we're actually encouraging more people who are able to be able to earn more before they lose some of their income support, which ends up being not worth it. But not only that, you can earn more up to $60,000, but when it does start to reduce your income support, you actually can still keep more of that money as well. So you can earn more and you lose less. So I just, in case people are thinking, oh, well, then why would anyone want to work? Well, actually, we have adjusted the settings so that the incentive is still there for people to be able to work, and many people do want to and are able to, while not being a backward step for them. I've talked to so many whānau who are like, oh, Momo, waste of time, the cost of childcare, the cost of transport, getting into work, waste of time. But no, we are making it easier for people to be able to be in paid employment as well.
When we look at governments in this country, there's always seems to be a reluctance to actually address the tax situation and sort of get some relativity in terms of income for right across the across all. Why is it that governments are reluctant to actually bite the bullet on this one or similar and say now we do need to do something in regards to tax, in regards to income, in regards to fairness? Why is that? Is it too hard?
No, it's not at all. It's because politicians have chosen to listen to the loud few, the loud minority, and politicians have made that choice to keep their own interests, to keep their... Fancy that. You've got a House of Representatives where the majority of politicians own more houses than they ever need while we're in a housing crisis. Sadly, it shouldn't surprise anyone that politicians have chosen so far to in their best interests, in their own interests. And that doesn't have to be the way. And also, Meritika, far too many of our whānau who would benefit from this do not vote. So politicians have not been worried about not appealing to people. In fact, they've been quite happy that many people don't vote because it keeps them in power. I don't believe that that's a lost cause at all. I believe that we can mobilise and energise our whānau to get engaged, to vote for a fairer, to vote to end poverty together, to vote to stop the rich actually exploiting whānau to build their own wealth, including in housing, and to exploit our environment and our climate for wealth. And I think that whānau will know they are able to use this power so that politicians choose differently. And that's what I'm hoping to see, and I'm really honoured to be on your show to be able to talk about our proposals and give whānau that choice as well.
Well, look, thank you so much, Marama. The other thing, of course, that you mentioned it earlier when you came on, this is actually about giving people dignity as well. I mean, nobody wants to always be... how would you say, you're constantly looking at the cash register when you go into the shop to buy your month, your weekly groceries, and it can be overwhelming and the pressure that must come on to that, it's certainly with the families right now anyway, because of the cost of living. So this would allow them to have some dignity when they go about their daily lives. And we all want to do that, have that.
Yes, I think we do. And it's just about having some certainty. There is no need for people to struggle like this, Meritika. We have got what we need here in Aotearoa. We just need to change the policy settings, the tax settings, so that we can spread the resource around. And imagine just being able to give whānau a sense of knowing that they're going to be able to get kai, they're going to be able to cover their rent and their mortgage payments, they're going to be able to afford to keep the heater on if they need to. Imagine the sense of stability and security we could give whānau with just a little bit of change. And we are only going to be impacting on 0.7% of the population. Everyone else will actually benefit and have more. It is only 0.7% of the population who will be impacted by being taxed with their wealth and with their income that is over the threshold. So we can actually do this.
Well, that's right. We certainly can. So, as I say, well, I was just so pleased to see this, and I think it is, I believe, the answer to ending poverty. And we do have to focus on that and commit to doing that. So, look, thank you, Marama, for coming on this evening and talking with us. It's been so nice to have this clearly explained to us, actually in a very user-friendly way, may I say, because, you know, sometimes you think that you look at these new initiatives and they think, oh, goodness, did I get this right? Did I understand it? You've been very clear about how this can certainly start to end poverty.